The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ivan, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You're still calling it?
Yes, we're recording the last 16 of the 43 constituencies. Noon on Saturday was the closing date.
And so now we've the full list.
685 candidates I had to assess. So first thing you do is the wheat from the chaff. Then you get into the serious contenders. Then you start with who's going to be topping the poll and work down. And to be honest with you, there are many of the five-seaters. I can nail it down to the last two and it could go either way.
It could go either way. All right, now let's talk about the debate last night.
Yeah.
You did manage to stick with it for a while anyway.
Oh, I stuck with it now for the best part of 2 hours. I have to say, this is going to be a shout fest. It's chaos and all the rest of it we saw in the European elections. No one gets a word in edgeways. I actually thought it was fine. I thought Katie did well. The thing to win elections, and this happened with Trump, your narrative must prevail. So his narrative was the economy and migration, right? Whether you agree with it or not.
Yeah.
So what is the prevailing narrative of the government parties is stability versus chaos. The devil you know, the devil you don't know. Do you want to risk it with such international turbulence? And it was random, apparently.
Now, that's what they said at the beginning. The positioning of the candidates was random. Now, from Mary Lou's point of view, she was a camera extreme right. But from her point of view, she was extreme left.
Well,
from where she was standing, you know,
well,
she was
first
on the left.
First of all, the staging of it, having Micheál and Simon side by side, created a unity picture. The debate, they were actually on the same page. They didn't snipe at each other. And it was them versus the rest, which is what they want to create as an era. So secondly, putting Mary Lou right out on the fringe made her look like a fringe option. And so therefore, you buy with your eyes. So I was thinking, well, this won't matter because a confused mind doesn't buy. But if you're buying with your eyes and you come up whatever issue you're concerned about, housing or health or gas or whatever it is, they had a solid collective line and they were able to bat back everybody. I think Potter Tobin had some good zingers.
A sniper.
Yeah, exactly. It was good zingers. And you know what? The three main leaders got more time, so therefore looked more authoritative. I thought, you know, some of the other fringe ones, I really don't know what Independence for Change John Collins was doing there.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
She made three contributions in the entire.
Well, put it like this. Like she hasn't a safe seat. They're quite a disparate group. You know, I just thought, you know, you could have trimmed it down.
I was suggesting earlier that they should have had the three possible, not even potential, because with the polls you wouldn't think that Sinn Féin have a chance of having Mary Lou as Taoiseach.
Yeah.
But if you have the three of them, Micheál Martin, Simon Harris and Mary Lou in a debate.
But it might look 2-1 then.
Then you have a Taoiseach debate between perhaps Roderick O'Gorman and Holly Kearns, but she can't be there, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And
But put it like this, I thought it was a good night for the government parties.
Okay. Who was disastrous last night?
I actually think
nobody.
They all avoided a really either a blooper, a misspeaking, and none of them did that. When I train people, I say I want you to be three things. One, I want you to have impact. Secondly, I want you to be memorable. And thirdly, I want you to be relatable. Would I go for a drink with this person? And I think they all, in their own way, did a bit of that.
Now, looking at the constituencies, and you've been calling it, and I mean, you're not saying it's going to be the result because those five-seaters are difficult to finally call. But let's talk about well-known faces that might not be with us, and besides those who've opted out, who will be voted out by the electorate.
Well, number one in terms of big names is the Wicklow constituency insofar as Stephen Donnelly is concerned. So if you just look at Stephen Donnelly, he was a founder of the Sock Dems. He left the Sock Dems to join Fianna Fáil, and the Sock Dems have since elected Jennifer Whitmore, who will get a seat. And so therefore, that old vote is gone.
And is that a machine that the Sock Dems have in Wicklow that will get that seat?
And she's consolidated her position. She had ill health, but she is absolutely nailed on to get a seat. So the first problem he has is that in Bray East and Bray West, Fianna Fáil lost their councillors. They lost three councillors in his area, which was a very bad sign for him. Secondly, when I go talk to them all, I talk to Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, and everyone. They said, well, you do know that Stephen Donnelly closed his office in Bray. You know, it's a good way to meet
his
and he closed it in Greystones, and that he never held a clinic. And people haven't seen him around. Secondly, they had to organise the selection convention in a way that there wasn't a contest. Everyone else withdrew to get him through because he's not seen by the soldiers of destiny, the true blues in the Commons, as one of their own. So he faces a real challenge because Wicklow has gone from 5 to 4.
He was elected as an independent in the first instance.
Yes, and then Soc Dems and then and so on. So put it like this, maybe he can defy gravity, but to me the figures say, one day it's all about the figures, and that's on the 30th of November. Yeah. You can have all the talk you like, all the personalities, but on the day of the figures. So I'm saying that Harris will top the poll and not be able to manage the vote for a second seat. I'm saying Brady will get elected, Whitmore will get elected. And surprise, surprise, I think between the independents, Joe Behan, ex-Fianna Fáil, and the word I'm getting is that Shay Cullen, who went before the FG convention, was defeated, stood as an independent from Newtown, Mount Kennedy. I'm told he could make it. And this is by Fianna Fáilers.
Now, and going back to Stephen Donnelly, you know, there have been people in the past who did not do that kind of constituency work. And I'm thinking particularly of the late John Kelly, professor of Roman jurisprudence in UCD.
Pat, you're now like me. You're talking in the 70s and 80s.
Okay, but please, he never did a clinic.
No, it's changed.
Okay, but he managed to keep a seat, and I think he did really well in that constituency. So is it possible that people say, well, you know, Stephen Donnelly, doing a good job as a minister, da-da-da.
It is absolutely possible. And put it like this, but what I'm saying is he's depending on that, which is a poor dependence.
Let's move on to a constituency that you've had some difficulty with, Kildare.
Oh, well, there's two. Kildare South, I think, is fairly straightforward. Kildare North has given me nightmares. So you have Maynooth, you have Selbridge, you have Leixlip, and you have Naas. So James Lawless will top the poll there. There's been no minister, cabinet minister, since McCreevy there. And James Lawless has his eye on me.
That.
He's a junior minister now, and so he's safe.
How do you read that constituency, though, given that many people who are living in Kildare North actually would prefer to be living in Dublin?
That's right. That's right.
They're
well,
actually
first
living
of
in
all,
Kildare.
I think there's a real demand. Leixlip has to have a TD. And I think Joe Neville of Fine Gael will get that. I think on balance, so Catherine Murphy is retiring. Aidan Farrelly is the candidate. He's from Clane. And I think he will make it. Would you believe it? The grandfather of the whole... I think Sinn Féin, Riada Cronin, will hold her seat. And I think the last seat will go to Bernard Durkin. Because he has a database. Because he was there
so
the same time as me in 1981. He's about 94 at this stage. he's something like 78, 79. And he will be the oldest ever TD if he's elected and it goes 4 years. But put it like
this.
This
Donald Trump, 78.
Absolutely, absolutely. So Bernard could defy logic. He has a data bank apparently of 20,000 people he's done work for, and rest assured they'll get a letter at the appropriate time.
Now, we were talking about high-profile names that might not make it. Any other suggestions?
Anne Rabbit is clearly...
Now, you may be helping them by suggesting
well, absolutely.
They're in difficulty.
Sorry, this is the best favour I can do them, because people ring me up, how can you say, you know, my seat is safe? You've cost me 1,000 votes. And I understand, because all the opponents say, not only do I think, Pat, you're safe, but Ivan Yates says you're safe, which, you know, is really difficult.
The kiss of death.
It is the kiss of death, and it does temper votes. Anne Rabbit, Galway East is a very interesting situation. There's an extra seat there, and there's about 17,000 votes has gone from Galway Roscommon into there. There's this young guy from Athenry called Albert Dolan. He's chairman of Galway County Council. And you know, sometimes you meet people and they're just like a knife through butter. You're like, I saw this with Harris day one.
Yeah.
You know, he's lethal. You know what I mean? So Albert Dolan is going to get a seat. So for Anne Rabbit to hold on, they've got to get two. Sean Canny will top the poll there. Peter Roach, I think, will get in Tuam for Fine Gael. And so therefore, I think at the end of the day, it's the Battle of Portumna. It's between Anne Rabbit and Niamh Madden for that last seat based on geography in South East Galway.
So that's a maybe kind
of
risk.
Put it like this, it's winnable, but put it like this, any minister, McConnell Logue is probably in trouble as well, because Pat the Cope has got out of retirement. People said he'd never run again. and he's going to sweep South Donegal. Sinn Féin are going to get two. So in my view, the situation is that there's no Fine Gael seat. And Fine Gael's elimination, Nicky Bradley, could actually save McConlogue. So it's a three-way go for two seats. Charles Ward, the MICA candidate, McConlogue and Thomas Pringle. And Thomas Pringle is one of these people, everyone tells you, he's definitely going to lose this time.
And
you know
what?
He never
does.
He always gets the last seat.
Talk to me about the intervention of Mick Wallace.
Mick Wallace. Right, I heard the interview he did, I think it was last Friday morning or Thursday morning, with Alan Corcoran of South East Radio. And Mick, first of all, I like Mick. I think he actually understands the building industry and he understands how to build houses. He's been through a tough time. I think he and Claire Daly both lost their European seats. They were too pro-Putin. And I think he made mistakes about that. But his big calling card was he set up Wexford Youths in Ferry-Carrig, this club. But to be honest with you, Mick hasn't been seen in Wexford for 7 years. You know, he never lived in Wexford when he was a TD. He never did any constituency work and made a virtue out of that. So then he went to Europe and obviously it wasn't there. So first of all, he's picked the wrong constituency. If he ran in Wexford Wicklow, that new hybrid constituency,
where there's nobody,
there's no opposite. The Sinn Féin and non-government candidates, so there's one Fine Gael, one Fianna Fáil, there has to be one government one. I think he would have got that, the novelty factor and all the rest of it. So I'm saying Mick is not going to make it. And I listened very carefully and he went through a very, he's literally grieving. His 30-year-old son, Joseph, passed away. Desperate, you know, medical condition and out of the blue, very sudden. And the way he put it in the interview is, the reason I'm standing is that I don't want to die wondering. Do you know what I mean? Would I have got in? And he's quite relaxed if the people of Wexford say no. Pat, for people, like, see, people say, Ivan, you should stand. You never go back to the same place it was. The time is more. So now Verona Murphy is getting that vote. Johnny Mython of Sinn Féin is getting that vote. George Lawler is in Wexford Town, living in Wexford Town, to get the Brendan Howland seat. And so therefore, James Brown will probably top the poll for Fianna Fáil. I see, to be honest with you, I don't think he has any chance.
Talk to me about that confluence of counties, Waterford, Kilkenny, Tipperary.
Waterford, the situation is that this is a realistic chance of Sinn Féin getting two. David Cullinan is ruling the roost. He actually got two quotas, but only ran one. And there's no Dungarvan TD in the West. And Conor McGuinness is the candidate there. So you have Fine Gael got no seat here. John Cummins, one candidate, will get elected, I think. Mary Butler will hold on. David will get the first seat. And the last seat, in my opinion, is between Matt Shanahan, the independent, you remember the hospital issue and all of that, versus Conor McGuinness. So one day I wake up and say, the people of Dungarvan will nearly elect him. And then I say, no, Sinn Féin are back a bit and maybe Cullinan will get too many. And Matt has done a bit of work over the last 4 years. I think he'll get it. I'm slightly calling it for Matt Shanahan.
All right.
Well, I'm worn out with 685.
Absolutely. And you're putting them all to bed today.
So, and in fairness, a lot of people say to me, I've listened to that stuff and I agree with Sean Defoe. He's getting them right and you're getting them wrong. So Sean has actually put a great deal of work and Mark Simpson has done huge production on it. It's costing a fortune, needless to say.
Needless to say, because they're employing you. That's the principal reason. Ivan Yates, thank you very much for joining us. Calling It, of course, is available on the Go Loud platform. Available, all of them, as soon as you're finished today, actually.
Yeah, but they put them up one by one. That's the way you tease it. So people have to keep checking, is there one up?
Okay. Ivan Yates, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.